This is Channel One Riot, New Reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy. It's Wednesday morning, not Tuesday now. Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Tuesday was my long day. Now, this is Channel One Riot, a New Reel, and I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel One Right, New Reel. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel One Right, I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. This is Channel One Right. I'm setting up for Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971.
How many calves do you have?
Oh, not many.
Well, I counted 11.
Well, I think that's about right. We don't have many cows, you know, to have calves, just a few.
But what you got, it's so pretty.
The little calf is easy to train to be a pet.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever raise a calf?
Yes, my cow, she was give to me a calf. Oh, about like that. And I raised her. And I don't know how many calves I got off of.
Mm-hmm.
She was a plum pet.
Then did you sell the calves?
Man.
Did you sell the calves?
Yes, I sold them. I sold them and sold the cow. After all the children growed up and they didn't want to bother with it. So I had give all of them one that was old enough to have one. I give Doris a heifer, give James a heifer. I had one left. So they wouldn't take no care of them. They didn't see where they needed. They sold theirs. And so I sold her and the ones I had.
Well, Miss Daisy, it just seems... Did you have another little half a cup of coffee? Have you had too much?
No.
Okay, and here's some sugar and cream. It just seems like, Miss Daisy, everybody ought to have a cow.
That's right. Especially where they got children.
I don't know how they afford to buy milk.
I guess to buy some and to do without some. But when you got it for your own, you can use it like you want and when you want. Well, I had it as long as I was raising my children. And they all got up where they didn't want to help food with it. I was a-working, and they was a-working, so. You see, Ben, he never did fool with them.
Oh, he didn't care about
it. No, he never did. It was just me and the children. Well, as the children growed up sometime, they would be gone. They didn't come back in time. Well, then I had to get her and milk her and feed her myself. So.
Does Daisy ever have a calf?
Yes, she was just telling me about...
Oh, you had calves when your cow was freshened. You used to milk cow, didn't you?
Yes, I used to milk cow, and then I milked a cow my own. Long time before I went to milking up there. Okay. I had my own cow.
Went to milking up where?
Up there where I worked.
You
know, they didn't have cows when I first started there. But years passed, well, then they had cows.
Milk cows.
Milk cows, and had chickens aplenty. Now they don't. They got cows, but they just got rent cows for the ranch.
Beef cows.
Beef cows. They don't.
But they've had milk cows up there.
They had milk cows up there.
And you milked?
I milked them.
I like milk.
Yes, I milked them twice a day, morning and evening. I walked from down there under that old magnolia tree.
Yeah.
Plenty of days in a drizzle of rain. Well, the cow had to be tempted. I had to take care of it.
Yeah. Well, sir, that's nice.
So, if folks, they're scared to get wet, they think they're going to have a cold.
Yeah.
I said, I don't pay no attention. If I got something to do in his time, if it ain't pouring down rain, I get on the old coat or something, going out there and do what I'm going to do, and get through it and pull it off and hang it up somewhere to dry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hide. Well, you know, I wasn't raised to run out of every drizzle.
Down here, if you run out of every drizzle, you...
you wouldn't get done.
You wouldn't get much done.
You can't get you. I'm talking about morning and evening. Well, if you got cows, they got to be tend to them. Tend to themselves.
Yeah.
Huh? You see, when they got cows, and I had them to milk, well, I had to get milk from there.
You didn't need to have a cow then.
Yes, sir. I could get much milk as I needed from there.
Yeah.
And butter, too. I didn't need so much, you see, after they done growed up. It wasn't like when they were all there, getting up in the morning, make biscuits, have plenty of butter from to use. If they want sweet milk, they could drink it all they wanted. They had their own eggs, and they could live like that.
They could live.
They did live with it.
Yes, sir. They'd like to have some of that now, wouldn't they?
I believe they would. I would.
Yeah.
I often think about it.
Your calves, now, how long would you keep a calf?
Oh, I keep them sometimes. I keep them till it's up hot, so hot.
Okay.
It's almost ready to breed.
Oh.
But before that time, well, then I'd get rid of them.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I could take care of one.
You give them, you kept them up to where you had to feed them a little?
Yeah. Yes, sir, I'd feed them. I'd get them, grow them up to where they could eat and go anywhere they wanted.
Well, you had pasture for them then.
I had a pen for my car.
Yeah.
But I tied her out every day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, you see, the calf, he was in the pen.
He didn't go with the cow?
No, sir. Because I didn't have a pasture. But I could stake her out around, but I couldn't stake two. So I just let him stay in the pen, have plenty of water in there for him, and feed him. He got along all right.
When you stake a cow out, can you leave her there, just leave her all day?
Well, I didn't leave mine all day.
Yeah.
Because, you see, the chain wasn't long enough for her to get something to eat all day. I didn't have a great long chain on. So, I'd let her stay there until noon or a little after dinner. Then I'd go put her in another place.
Just move her.
Yes, move her.
Well, now,
but it wasn't no trouble to me. I didn't feel like it was nothing hard to do.
And you want to move out of the sun.
That's right. Move out of the sun, then move to a fresh spot where she could get some heat. Well, there would mostly be in the shade. When I move, I'd move it down further towards the lake. Yeah. If she wanted a drink of water, she could get it.
Miss Daisy, you was associated there a long time with Mr. Lon, and he was one of the best, biggest.
Who that?
Mr. Lon Smith.
Well, I never worked around his house or nothing.
No. You worked him in the field.
I worked in his field.
Yeah.
But I never worked him out. Florida May worked with him a long time in his house.
Yeah. You know, I didn't realize it, but Miss Agnes too, they was as much a part of this little community down here as any of them, wasn't they?
That's right.
See, we never knew Mr. Lon, because he was gone when we came.
I don't know him. I worked him many days for him.
Yeah. You put a nice work for him?
Yes, sir.
You wouldn't have worked
I thought it was very nice. Mm-hmm. It was fussed, nothing. One thing about it, he would tell you, take you to the field and tell you what he wanted you to do. That day, well, he gone.
And he'd go on.
Go on about his business. Sometime he'd come back to the field. Well, he would say to us, well, y'all getting along nicely. Something like that.
Yeah.
Some of us would say, well, we're doing the best we can. Well, how you think we're doing it? Well, that's just all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's about as good as anybody could do it. Yeah, he's gone on. Well, even that may not seem the next day if we didn't finish that field that day.
Yeah.
We wouldn't hardly see him the next day. But
yeah.
He done walked over and know just about how much we ought to get done.
Yeah, naturally.
That was all. He was nice to work with.
Now, Miss Agnes, did she take her hand out there?
No. You know, I ain't never seen that woman in the field looking. Oh, no way. She stayed to her house.
Is that right?
That's right. No, so I never seen her just eating in the field. If she wanted anything out the field, like vegetables or anything, or some of us gathered it and put it in a basket, and he carried it to the house. Or Florida May take care of it.
Oh, Florida May was over there with Miss Agnes.
With Miss Agnes, yes, sir.
Well, gee whiz, Miss Daisy. Florida May has really grown up with this community, hasn't she?
She's a grown woman when she come in.
Yeah.
But she done a lot to work around him.
Yeah.
At first one, and then the other.
Yeah.
Oh, how long she worked for Miss Flo? Oh, well, she helps her yet. She goes to Miss Flo yet.
Well, now, Miss Agnes, she... you know, I never did talk to Miss Agnes.
She's a good talker.
Oh, is she?
She can still talk a plenty.
Yeah.
She's much like Miss Flora. Wants to know what's going on.
Oh, she finds out today.
She sure be fine trying to find it out.
Yeah.
She don't find out. Course, they never could find out much from me, cause I didn't know much around where it was going on. Yeah, well, I didn't have no business around it.
How many children she had? Cora.
How many children she had? She had.
Cora's her daughter, child, isn't she?
She had Cora. She had Susie Reed. And she had Louise. And Son. That's the boy.
Oh, Son's her boy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Louise, who's she?
That's her daughter. But she live in Jacksonville. Susie Reed, she live in Jacksonville. Louise, she's married and got 3 or 4 children. I don't know where Susie Reed ever married now.
Yeah.
You see, Susie, she belonged to this Jehovah Witness. So I don't know whether she ever married or not. She wasn't married the last I heard from. Next time I see Florida May, I'm going to ask her. Is Susie Reed ever married?
And she's a Jehovah.
Yes.
Where would she?
She live in Jacksonville too.
Where would she get in touch with the Jehovah people?
I don't know.
Miss Patterson?
I don't know. But they just told me. Carrie told me she was a Jehovah.
Oh, you did.
Then somebody else told me that Susie was a Jehovah. Said that Miss Smith didn't like it, but it wasn't nothing she could do about it.
Yeah.
I said, not a thing, but let alone. I said, she grown. She has a right to choose the way she want to go. So she comes, but she don't stay long. Now, during Easter days, Christmas days, and days in between them time, they come sometimes, Louise and her whole family, they be down there.
Yeah.
Sometimes they take Miss Smith back to Jacksonville,
oh.
But they can't keep her long. She said, days I don't like Jacksonville, there's too much going on there for me. I'd rather be out here.
Yeah.
And Susie Reed wants me to let somebody help. Louise wants me to let somebody have the house, and I just move up there and stay. Said, well, that'll never happen. So I'm not going up there. Well, she there by herself and nice and quiet. She get up and go to the store when she get ready, go home when she get. And Cora, she sees her every day. Every day. Yes, sir. She sees her mother every day.
And kind of watches after her.
Yes. Sometimes she come and get her and care to her house. Sometimes she come down there and stay a while and with her, and then she go back to her house. Well, she take her to town whenever she want to go. She really cares for her.
Cora takes care of other people in the neighborhood.
Yes, I think she do. I think she does her part in the neighborhood.
Who'd you have in mind, Faye?
Well, I'm Ms. Johnson, I believe. She takes maybe Ms. Johnson?
Oh, yes. I think she see that Ms. Johnson pretty good. I think her and Ms. Johnson's daughter, Mary, I think they see her. Ms. Iris McCready, she sees that too. She visits her. But she was pretty sick here last week. Miss Johnson is up and around down the yard. Well, like she hadn't been sick.
Well, you've known Miss Johnson a long time.
Oh, yes, sir. I knowed her a long time. I knowed her before Clyde was gone. He was a big boy.
Yeah.
But I know. Now, when I knowed her, Miss Mary was married to Mr. Neal. And I know Miss Johnson a long time.
Well,
she was teaching school when I was older.
Well, now, she doesn't have much strength now.
No,
but,
sir.
But when you first knew her,
she had plenty of strength. She'd do anything she wanted to do around there in that yard.
She was out in the yard then?
Yes. I seen her out in the yard here about, must have been 3 or 4 weeks ago. Had a rake or a whole one out there doing something. But Miss Lois and him went to Carolina last week. So she told me Saturday they went to see Miss Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Daisy says she is so weak. Miss Richardson is so thin and so weak, so she don't ever get out of the bed.
Well, now, Miss Agnes is not weak.
No, Miss Agnes ain't ever done nothing as I know. I don't know nothing she ever done. If her yard need anything, she paid somebody to do it. That son didn't do. But I ain't never seen Miss Agnes with a hoe, rake, or nothing.
Oh, really?
She might have done it when I didn't see her, when I wasn't passing, but I said, I ain't seen her.
Yeah. Well.
But Miss Johnson, Miss Richardson, and Miss McCray, I seen them work.
Yeah. Well, Miss Agnes, Florida maid did her housework.
Mm-hmm. And her cooking.
And her cooking?
Yes. Florida maid cooked, just kept that house for I don't know how many years.
Yeah.
How did she do her?
How did she pass her time?
Oh, sitting down, I reckon. Or visiting. I don't know. She didn't pass it working.
She liked to talk, maybe.
Yes, ma'am. She did. She liked to talk.
And she go visiting?
Yes, sir. I guess so. I know she'd visit Miss Johnson sometime.
I'd like to know more about the neighbors down here. You see, I have no idea what they do. I never knew that about Miss Agnes.
Who?
I figured she just worked like everybody else. Well, Mr. Lyon made enough money he could pay for all that.
Yes, I guess he did. He stayed sick a long time.
Oh, he did?
Well, he was, but that was when he was old. Mm. Yes.
I never seen him work. I never seen Mr. Lawn do no work. I worked for him many a day, but I ain't ever seen him doing anything. Ride around, I guess he get his business tended to. Anyway, he didn't work.
What did he farm?
He farmed.
Yes, ma'am.
What did he grow?
Beans, squash, tomatoes. Most everything.
Yeah.
He grew up.
I guess I don't know where their farm is.
Was he a pretty good farmer?
Yes, sir. He was a good farmer.
He knew how to farm.
Who had a farm?
He knew how to farm.
He did. Yes, sir. He knew how to do it. If he didn't, I think his seeds started dead. They would grow and multiply. He was a good farmer.
Yeah.
And he was nice to work for.
Yeah. But now he didn't own any land. He just rented a little
just
land.
Just rented land.
Oh.
Oh, that's better.
He just rented land.
Yeah. When he is farming, you could rent land for nothing.
But I thought for a long time it was his own ground.
Yeah.
They would say we're going up on Smith Farm tomorrow or so.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it wasn't his. One day somebody said he just rents that land. I said, well, I thought it was his own. So he don't have a plantation. Of course, he don't want that. He'd rather rent. I said, well, his crop pays it and leave him some. So I guess that's all right.
What kind of looking fellow was he?
He was a tall, slender man. He wasn't a big man, but he was a tall man.
Oh. Like son?
Mm-hmm.
Like Son Smith?
Mm-hmm. His son just like his dad. He looks just like his dad.
But son don't talk.
Hmm?
Son don't talk.
Not much. No, sir, he don't talk much. Well, his daddy wasn't a great talker. But if his mother can get anybody to talk with, she'll talk plenty.
Yeah. Now, you never talked with her very much?
No, sir. Because I never was around her much. Too much.
Well, now Florida May has talked to her, don't you know?
Oh, yes, Lord. See, Florida May stayed there. Worked for a long time.
Yes, sir. You know, Faye, I tell you what, I keep thinking, you know, Miss Davis was telling about Florida May played a trick on him down there.
I know.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I thought that's cute. Now, Florida May is pretty good at that tricking people.
About tricking?
Yeah. Don't you know she said that you all wasn't serving plates that day?
I didn't know.
Remember, you told us that she told
Mr. Fred
that your church wasn't selling dinners.
Oh, yeah. She's that kind.
Yeah.
She alone. Say anything. Lord, plenty of time. She'll misplace the truth and put something else there. She made like that.
Well, now, what kind of things would she get into like that, Miss David?
Well, nobody don't, I tell you, don't nobody pay her much attention.
Yeah.
They don't try to trace what she said or try to find out why she said it. Well, you see, everybody around here, they know her. They know. That's how she is. So they don't say no attention.
Well, she can go ahead and say anything she wants to then, can't she?
That's right. Say anything she wants. It don't matter to nothing.
I know. She knows they don't pay no attention to her?
She must have known it by the way they act. They don't pay no attention.
Well, now, Fred did.
Hmm?
Fred paid attention. He wouldn't buy any food from y'all.
No, he bought it. They bought them from us. Everything.
Well, I know, but it took him a good while. He was going to order it from her.
Yeah. But we happened to be in the store that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about Willie. Time did she come to see what time did he want her then?
Yeah.
Sometime he wanted early and sometime he wanted late, about 5 o'clock. So he said, y'all are not selling dinners today. Willie said, yes, sir. We
you
is.
See, but he believed. Florida made.
Willie said, yes, sir. We said, he said, well, Florida May said y'all wasn't selling today. Said she said it. T.C. said y'all wasn't going to sell us. I said, I don't believe T.C. told Florida May that. I said, T.C. was to the house yesterday evening late, finding out what did they want today. So her sister was there. So, T.C. didn't tell us that. T.C. told us that they were selling. And I said, yeah. So, Mr. Fred said to Willie, said, well, my wife ain't here, and I just don't know what to do about it. So I tell you what you do. You call up to the house and see what does she think about it. So I think Miss Jane must have been on her way to the store. Because when I started out the store, Miss Jane was coming up the steps. So I left her and Willie and some more folks, well, quite a few folks were there in the store. I left them there in the store, but they did buy their dinner. So it was a woman, I don't know who she was, she was kind of short. She bought a dinner too from us that said.
But now Florida May tries to do this in other ways.
Yes, sir. As you used to say, Florida May's a snake in the grass crawling.
Well,
if you don't step around her.
Well, I was just trying to think of something else. What else, Miss Daisy, does she do?
Hmm? Trying to think of something else. About what?
Florida May, now, what else did she do?
Well, that's all I know she do. Talk too much.
Yeah, well.
She will misplace the truth. You can't depend on Florida May.
Well, I was trying to think sometime when she did that.
About what she said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not the way I do it. I just hear and go on. Lots of things she be telling me, I know it's different from that. I know it ain't so. Well, if she keep a telling me and telling me different things, I say, well, how do you know so much about it?
Well, now, I just don't have any idea, Miss Daisy, kind of how it would work, what she would tell you.
Well, I couldn't tell you. I'll tell you what, I don't know about it. I just get the best out of it I can, and I let the rest stay there.
I guess she'd be talking about maybe the family or somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, she don't just talk about the family. She talk about anybody. Make no difference about color, creed, Florida May. Talk about anybody.
And whether she know them much or not.
No, she don't know nothing about it.
Yeah. Miss Daisy, you never worked. You worked with Mag in the field.
I used to work with Mag right over there in that field back of her house.
Yeah. And she's nice to work with on the field.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Mag liked to work.
Now, you never worked with Miss Bootsy in the field?
Not much. I never worked too much with Mag in the field because Mag never done too much field work to my knowledge.
Oh, didn't she?
No. Mag, she would do housework. She used to work for Miss Willis up there. And then she washed and ironed for Miss Willis. And she had two or three more families what she washed and ironed for. So she didn't have much time in the field.
Well, now that way she could be busy right there at her own house.
That's right. That's what she was. She was busy at home. Mostly. Now I think one or two days, I don't know how many days she worked for Miss Willis, but I know she ironed one day. She would wash. But at that time, they didn't have washing machines.
Yeah.
You wash that home in your tub. So, well, then she'd have a day that she cleaned up for Miss Willis. Clean house for Miss Willis. And she'd go to her house from then on. She had to get Miss Willis' clothes on. And the other two or three bones, I don't know just how many it was, get them washed. And so she didn't have much time in the field.
Well, now, Boots didn't do, all she did was field work.
I think so. But she was done her work on this side, I guess, somewhere. But mostly, as far as I know, she worked more for Mr. Means, Mr. Jim Means. Well, his farm was back this way somewhere. I don't know where. But the folks I work with, they from all their farm on this side.
Well, now, you knew Mr. Robert Williams better than you knew Mr. Jimmy Means, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, Robert Williams, I know him long time. I know him long time before he married.
You knew him when he was poor.
When he was a boy.
And his daddy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know his daddy. I know his daddy when he was in pretty good health. And then I know his daddy when he didn't have no health at all. His daddy was sick a long time. He was sick till Bob said, till he was broke. Once upon a time, he had money.
Oh, did he?
They say. But when he died, he didn't have nothing.
Yeah.
Mm. And he done mortgaged his place and everything and left them outdoors.
Oh, he had to mortgage his place.
He had the loan, so to tell me. So that's how who was the man involved it? Somebody bought that place. I don't know his name now. Way after so long. But I thought it was so bad, and I felt so bad for the children and his wife. After they done work like they do, oh, he worked them. Mm-hmm. Me and them used to work together, right in the field. Yeah.
So his wife, too.
Hmm?
His wife?
Yes, ma'am. She'd work out there till a certain time she'd stop. She'd have to go fix dinner. After the dinner and everything, then we all went back.
And she went to.
To what? But I would go up there every morning after he got so sick. He was so mean. My Savior, God, I just don't see how anybody could be so mean and couldn't do a thing. He couldn't do nothing for himself. He got to the place where they had to help him just like he was a baby. And he didn't appreciate it a bit.
When he got mean, what'd he do?
He couldn't do nothing but fuss and say nasty things to him.
Yeah.
That's all he could do. He wasn't able to fight or do nothing.
But he'd give him a hard time.
Yes, he would. But they stayed with him.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I didn't hear nothing about no putting them in no homes or nothing then. You had to stay where you were.
Oh, yes. They had to take care of it.
They had to take care of him till he died.
So
then she stayed there a while. After he died, they stayed there. Not too long. For the loan closed them out.
Oh, they lost the place.
Lost the place. Lost the home, place, and everything.
Cattle and flowers.
Everything. Everything. So, I think they give them time, though, to find them a place. Somewhere to stay. At somewhere. But you never know. You never know. What's going to happen and when it's going to happen to you.
Yeah. Well, now, is that the place where Robert lives now?
Mm-mm. I don't know who owned that place. The place where Robert lived. That
one.
Was the McCray place.
Yes. Well, where was it? He lived.
Now, the William place is just down below there.
Oh, I see.
Maybe a little further from here to my house.
Yeah.
Right straight down below there. I don't know who owned here.
I don't see anybody owns it now.
Then
nobody lives there anymore.
Old house just rotting in there.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
You've been all back in there.
I went back there one time.
It's back in there, ain't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's pretty back in there, Miss Daisy.
Yeah, I liked it back there.
Yeah. Now, it was a little, I think it was a little two-story house, or was it?
Yeah.
And wood house. Oh, it looked like about any the others, but it was still in good shape when I went by there. Was that just since I've been down here? That
it was a nice little house.
Nice little house.
And the yard was fenced around.
Yeah.
It was a nice place to live.
Yeah.
Anybody want to live. Now, this great place, when they daddy died, I think they were hit bad.
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Francis, he was living there in the house. But something happened, and he rented this house from Mr. Bradley.
Oh.
Down there. And then his wife, they moved down there. So, finally, there wasn't none of that. Of course, Mr. John, he stayed there and he worked. He was smart and bought him a place down here to Bowdoin. He had a pretty home down there of his own. He married this girl. They moved down there, but she was a smart woman. John McCray's wife,
yes.
she was smart. She'd do anything. Any kind of work. She could fix anything she wanted to. She'd cook anything you wanted to eat. You wanted to cook. She could sew. And then she'd go to the field, and it's got to be a good one to do more work than she do.
Is that right?
She'd go packing house. If she was needed there, you got to work fast to do as much work as she did.
Yeah.
Boy, she was small. But I don't know. I reckon they down there. Yeah.
Yeah. He just been married once.
Huh?
He just been married one time.
Just married one time. And they had two children, I think. I don't know what his girl was named.
I know his girl. I forget her name.
But his boy, they call him Jack.
Jack.
His boy been married twice, I think.
Yeah. Well, now, Mr. Jimmy Means, he had a hard time, Miss Daisy.
Yes, he did. I know much about him.
I don't mean he's ever sick, but, you know, up and down, ups and downs,
mm-hmm.
and all. With that property and all up there.
Now, who in that place?
I have no idea. I don't know who lives there. They rebuilt that, you know. Somebody spent a lot of money on it, put in hardwood floors,
mm-hmm.
and all like that. Well, now, he was a good farmer in his time.
Who, Mr. Mead?
Yeah.
Well, I guess so. I know one thing he grew. He could grow nice sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
That's all I know he grew.
Well, we need him back again, don't we?
I know that's all I know he grew.
So we wouldn't have to pay a dime apiece for little old spindly sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, now, I thought Boots worked for Fred a lot.
She did.
Uh-huh.
You see, she worked for Fred. Well, she was working with him until she died.
Uh-huh.
She got sick. Well, I ain't never worked much for Fred,
yeah.
You see. I was about finished work.
But she liked to work in the field.
Yes, ma'am. She liked it to feed you. And right now, I don't think, not that I know, but I just don't think she was so good in the house.
Uh-huh.
Reason I feel like that, because she didn't care nothing about housework. She'd rather be out.
Well, now, Miss Daisy, when you first knew Boots, she didn't drink like she did here towards
Mm-mm.
the last.
No, sir. She didn't. When I first knew Boots, Boots went to church every Sunday morning.
Yeah.
She went to Sunday school. And she went to church. She was the secretary of the church.
Well, was she?
She was. And she was a good church member. But I just don't see how Boots went. Unless she did. If she drank, I didn't know it. I never see her take a drink. I never hear nobody say she drinks. Only time I'd see her, I'd see her at church. So, the church went down. Well, it stood up there a long time. There wasn't nobody tending it. Of course, Butch had done forgot it. And there wasn't nobody here to keep it up. So, Butch just signed, well, I'll go drinking liquor. Cool. But Butch used to be as nice and as neat a woman when I first seen her. She was clean and everything. Good church miss.
Now she was a she was a big talker too, Miss Davis.
Come up, Booch.
Yes.
Oh yes, she. They say she was, but Booch never done much talk to me.
Yeah.
But they say she was a good talker. I said, well, what little time I sees Booch, I said she don't have much time to tell me nothing. I said, course I couldn't say. She was a big talker.
Yeah. Well, now, she lived with Miss Bessie there for a long time, didn't she?
Mm-hmm. Now, Bessie could tell you about what kind of talker she was.
Oh, yeah.
But I never hear her say nothing about her.
How did she get to live with Miss Bessie?
Well, she, you see, she used to live down there where Arthur lived.
Oh, yeah.
I
see.
By herself?
Yeah. So, after the babe died, she died young somewhere. Well, Butch got sick, and she was over here to her son's house.
James.
Mm-hmm. If something happened to her leg or something, she couldn't walk. So she was over there to James. And when they brought Lyra here and buried her, did you hear about that? Well, Butch wasn't able to come to the funeral. Well, she had a hood about they was going to bring me. So them girls, so Liza say, decided to herself if she didn't appreciate living in the house enough to come to Babe's funeral, she would have to get out, just take which head in there out. All right. Well, Butch wasn't able to move it then. But she did get somebody to get what little she had there. She didn't have much there. I think she was staying there on the day thing. So, Miss Bessie told her she could stay with her.
Oh.
So, if they don't want you to stay in their house, say, you can stay with me. Till you find you some place to stay if you want to. So she stayed on there with Bessie until she got so sick. Well, Bessie wasn't able to wait on her. So she went back to James and her girls come up here to wait on her. Yep.
Well, now, how did Miss Liza get the idea that Boots wouldn't go to the funeral?
Wasn't going to the funeral?
Yeah.
Well, you see, when they buried her, Butch wasn't
there. Yeah.
So I told Liza this. I said, well, if. She said, but they didn't know at the time when they were talking why that Butch wasn't there. And that's why they said she would have to get out. I said, well, why didn't y'all try to find out why? I said, you know Butch was sick. I said, you could have told him she was sick. Well, I didn't know whether she had done got well and was just that nasty. And I said, but you should have tried to find out before you put her out. And ain't no she didn't have nowhere to go. She said, well, this I told Arthur. He could stay in the house and wouldn't have to pay no rent if he'd take care of it. He could just stay there to keep the house up.
That was Liza?
That's what Liza told me. I said, well, if they said, if Vista said he could stay there, I said, what you say? Well, I'm nothing to do with it. Whatever Vista say, that's what goes. I said, write you off. I said, Arthur don't take care of Arthur, more or less the house. Well, they wanted.
You told her that way back then.
Yeah, Liza. That's what she died. Then I think they wanted 20 some odd dollars for the rent of that old house. I told Liza one day, she said, well, if Butch can pay the rent, why, she could stay there. I said, what is the rent? I think it was $23. It's either $23 or $26. It's up in the 20s for that house. I said, Lila. I said, y'all ought to be ashamed. I said, if anybody was fool enough to go there and try to live in it like this, I said, you ought to be willing to stay there for nothing. I said, I wouldn't give $26, not $29. For the house and all the ground run. I said, course, it's not worth it. No, it's not worth it. I said, way back here, in these bushes, like this, no convenience whatever, you got to make all your convenience. You're getting the light, you got to buy it.
It didn't even have a well, did it?
No. Not that I knows of. I think they had a little old pump back there, but it went dry or something went wrong with it. Arthur brings his water from down there.
Yeah.
So, Arthur there, when he did, but he sure ain't doing nothing to the house. No, he ain't keeping it up.
What did he do with those dogs? Do they sleep in the house? Or?
Them dogs. I think he got a house for him down there where his mom stayed.
Oh.
Of course, they stay up there now where he stayed most times. Sometime I'll be going to work, I'll see him laying out there in the yard.
Yeah. They wouldn't go in the house, would they?
Mm-hmm. So, I think they stays outdoors while he's staying out.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't see him, and I see them.
Well, how did Boots get down there in the first place?
Down at the Liza's?
Laura's.
I don't know. But anyway, I know Laura had a dad.
Yeah.
First place, Laura had a dad. As long as Laura stayed there, Butch stayed there.
Oh, mm-hmm. Laura was living there.
Yeah, Laura was living there. Then, when Butch went there, Laura left Butch there. When she got sick and had to leave and go to Palm Beach, I think she was. You see, she had a granddaughter there.
Yeah.
Well, she stayed there a while. And then her daughter wanted her to come north up there and live with her. Well, this I thought it too much on her daughter to try to work and take care of her mother. So this guy come got in care up there where she was. I don't know just where she was, but she's up there somewhere, Ohio or somewhere up there. So she died up there with her daughter. Well, after she died, you see, well, that brought about a change.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't want Butch to stay there. Course, she didn't get to her mother's funeral. I told Lana, I said, well, that sure is a poor policy. I said, you know Butch wasn't there. Why didn't you tell her? She said she didn't know whether Butch was sick or whether she was just nasty, just didn't want to come. I said, you hadn't heard nobody say she was well.
Well, that sounded like Butch and Laura didn't get along very well.
Butch and Laura?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But I thought they could. Butch said he got along all right. Butch said her and Laura got along good.
Well, Butch and Miss Liza didn't get along.
Oh. Well, Liza was so meddlesome, Mr. Meyer. Who could get along with her? Take a good one to get along with Liza and agree with everything she wanted you to. You see, me and her didn't agree on many things, but we'd get through with it then. I'd tell her just what I thought about it and just how I felt about it.
Yeah.
Well, it was all over.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's lots of folks. If they got more than you got, they think you ought to humble them for them. Do what, I'm talking about black folks, do what they want you to do.
Yeah.
Whether it's good for you or whether it's bad, you do what I say do. Well, you see, that's when I ain't never stayed with nobody. I stay by myself. I go to my house, I do what I want to.
Well, what did Liza want Boots to do?
One thing, she wanted her to pay that 20-some-odd dollars for rent there for that house. Well, she didn't do that. Well, when Bessie told Boots she could stay with her, since they didn't want her to stay there for nothing, if you could say. Bessie told Boots, say, you can come and stay with me until you can find your place or until you can do better. Well, she come on there and she stayed till she got sick. Then she went to James. I told Miss Bessie, I said, I tell you, it's bad to fool around and get on somebody's hand.
Oh, yes. Oh, it is. Oh, it is. I used to sit down there. When I knew Miss Bootsy, she wasn't much count.
One thing about Boots, she was so humble. They could say anything they wanted to say. She wouldn't fall for the people.
That's right, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
She was humble.
She was. She was so humble. You know, I'd feel kind of sorry for her sometimes. She'd do little things. Busy.
This is the end of Channel 1 Right. The end of Channel 1 Right. And the visit of Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel 1 Right. This is the end of Channel 1 Right and a part of continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. And the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971. Channel 1 Right. The end of it. The end of Channel 1 Right and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 14th of April, 1971.